Hearing is conditional use number 2311, Philip Jackson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 3.83 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Robinsonville Road, which is Sussex County Route 277, approximately 960 feet south of Cedar Grove Road, which is Sussex County Route 283. The 911 address is 18968 Robinsonville Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 11, Parcel 6.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you please come forward. And if you would introduce yourself, please.
I'm the owner, Philip Jackson.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf regarding your application. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I've been there for 38 years.
Uh-huh.
Not 50 feet from the road, not 30 feet from the road, but on the road. When I was there, there was probably 8 farmhouses on that entire Robinsonville Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of us knows there. To my knowledge, and during these 38 years, I've never had anyone to complain.
Mm-hmm.
Moved back there before I bought the property. Mr. Joe Conaway was the county administrator. And I called him. And he said, "You're still cutting trees?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "How big are you going to get?" I said, "My son and I." And he said, "Go ahead." Mm-hmm. So from that date back in 84 up until last year, I never heard anything. It comes a total shock to me.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor on the left has joined me, has been there since, well, before I was. My neighbor on the right's my son. And both of their properties run probably close to a quarter mile. Across the street is a development that came after I moved there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been there for maybe 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had any complaints. Basically what we do, we provide tree removal services.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you have chips from the machine. And we bring the chips there and dump. Sometimes people want them to give them away. Most time they just eventually turn into topsoil. The large pieces of wood, we have to bring them back. I have a contract with a local roll-off. And they leave a roll-off there and we put them in that and they go in. So there's, I only have 2 trucks, a ton truck and a bucket truck. And at my age of 73, we don't usually start work about 9 o'clock in the morning. And we get off, around 3. And if it's too hot, like it's been this week, we don't even do that.
Not doing that. I don't blame you either.
But like I said, I started this when I was probably 15. The trees used to be here in the circle. Those of you who are riding in the elm trees and the ones in front of the high school. And I've been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if there's any additional questions or anything that you have, there are, I will note, on that same road, there are two other, there's a landscaping, fairly nice size, and also there's an arbor care, mm-hmm. which probably has about 7 or 8 trucks. To the left of me, there's the mechanics. All these people, I'm assuming, I know the mechanic guy got his conditional use, but I'm assuming the others have it also. But like I said, I've been there since 1984. Any of those that I just mentioned, you're talking within the last 10 years.
Okay. Well, I think you've covered it pretty well, but let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson right here.
Hey. Do you do any work on your trucks at the site? Do you store any chemicals or, good.
What would you say?
Store any chemicals or anything there?
No, we're strictly tree removal. And at this point in time, our trucks are, one's 1 year old, the other one's not even a year old, so we don't, you know, it's no maintenance or anything like that to go to the shop to send a warranty.
Okay. How often does someone come to pick up the bigger trees that you have?
I leave that container there, he usually drops it off, and we have 2 weeks. And if we don't, we have to pay extra. So it's not that often that we have the container truck there. And this has been something that's been recent, because like I said, for all the years prior to, when I first moved there, you piled the stuff up and it dried out. And you called the fire company, you made a $100 donation, and you burnt it and set it on fire. That's how long I've been there.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
But I'm just saying to you that when you're thinking about what I'm asking you to do, I'm not Johnny come in town yesterday.
Yeah.
I was born here.
Okay.
Grew up here, went to school here.
Those are the only questions I had, thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I have none, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
None, sir.
Staff, anybody?
No, thank you.
None for me, thanks.
All right, Mr. Jackson, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2311, Philip Jackson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2311? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2311?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
All right, commissioners, any further questions?
No, thank you.
Does this qualify as a home business? I mean, he's not having customers come in, he's doing this on his own.
I looked at that, actually.
And I'm like, he's just parking his trucks and dropping off some chips.
Where you get into it is, well, and we've always kind of considered tree services to be not a home occupation. Of course, they also have more employees, it kicks them out.
Right.
It doesn't fall squarely under that definition. I mean, it seems like if the commission's inclined to grant, to act favorably on it, and council too, this will clear it up and he won't ever have to worry about it ever again, you know? So, because I just don't think it falls. Looking at that definition, when you talk about things that are stored on the site and things like that, it kind of takes it out of the home occupation.
Okay. All right. That's it. I have no other questions.
Okay. Anything else, commissioners?
Thank you.
All right then. We're being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.